Well, as I'm working, I feel like it's meditation, like prayer, in that I can kind of really get in touch with this form, which is natural. We didn't make it, you know, it's part of what's on our planet. And there is a life energy there. Even though these flowers are dried, I still feel that life energy. And I think that metal really kind of suggests that, it, because it's so natural once it starts to tarnish in its tonality. It really just feels very peaceful. Well, there was an exhibition here in Little Rock at the Arkansas Art Center titled The Fine Line, Drawing with Silver in America. And it was just all silver point. And I had heard about silver point when I was in art history class. I kind of knew what it was. And it actually dates back to before the Renaissance. They didn't have graphite pencils like what we have now. So artists drew with metal. That's what they had. This is more gray. This is a little warmer. This is like copper wool. And it has almost a greenish tinge to it. And when I saw that, I was just, oh my gosh, these are so beautiful. That the quality of the metal is just so soft in some cases. Just has a very ethereal quality about it, which I thought would be perfect for a series of flowers that I had been drawing. The metals take on a different characteristic, particularly on the white. You will see that the silver is tarnishing, just like your silverware or tea service. It's going to take on a different tonality. So when that happens, it takes on a warm tone. The copper may turn kind of yellowish. And those color changes add a different spirituality to the whole drawing. It takes on a whole nother life. Because there's a couple of different metals in this one. It's different here than what you're seeing here. Then it's got some watercolor in it as well. So I, knowing that the metal is going to do a certain thing will dictate what I choose to put in it. Yeah. A former student of mine sent me an email saying that they were looking for artists to work on this project for the Congressional Medal of Honor for the Little Rock Nine. And I thought, oh my gosh, okay. So I sent maybe a couple samples of my work. And they said, okay, that's fine. We want an image to go on this medal, but you cannot use existing photographs. So I'm thinking, am I selected? I guess I'm selected. Okay, so my idea was to have them walking up the steps, going into Central. And I don't even know if this is how they actually went into the school, but I thought it made the statement. You know, now I'm tied to this history that I would never have had the opportunity if we had moved here. So it's interesting how things happen. You know, you're not in control of your trajectory in a way, you know. Well, there's still lots of ideas that I think now that I'm retired, I'm getting more ideas. Sometimes while I'm trying to go to sleep, I can't because all these images come to my mind. So I'm just wanting the opportunity to do more of the work. I'm starting to experiment a little bit more with color and seeing how that might impact what I'm wanting to say with my images. So there's still a lot to be explored, a lot more to do, and that's what I'm hoping I can spend that time doing.